Hi everyone, hope all of you are doing well and slowly getting back to what I like to call a better normal. In Parshas Korach, we learn about how Korach started up with Moshe Rabbeinu. Chazal ask, Korach, shepikeach haya, ma ra'a l'shtus zu? Korach was a smart man. Why did he become involved in this shtus, this nonsense, this foolishness? One of the answers that's given is, Niskane Elitzafan ben Uziel shenisman lehios nasi. He was jealous of Elitzafan, who was appointed to be a nasi. He was also jealous of Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron. So we see that kina, jealousy, can cause a smart person to become involved in something very foolish. But we're human beings, and we tend to look around and compare ourselves to others. It's human nature. Sometimes it's very hard to not become jealous of someone else. So how can we work on ourselves to uproot these feelings of kina? The answer can be found in something that we say in our daily tefillah. We know that the key pasuk in Ashrei is Poseach es yadecha u'maspia l'chol chai ratzon. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. So we can ask a huge question on this pasuk. Is it really true? Does Hashem really satisfy the desire of every living thing? Did you never feel like your desires were not completely satisfied? There are many different answers given to this question. One of my favorite answers is one that I heard from a speech by Chevi Garfinkel. I don't remember who she was quoting, but she said that when we say Maspia l'chol chai ratzon, that Hashem satisfies our ratzon, we're referring to the deep ratzon of our neshama. The deep ratzon of our neshama is to complete our mission in this world, to fulfill our tafkid. How do we know what our tafkid is? Well, we actually all have the same tafkid. Our tafkid in this world is to increase Kavod Hashem, to increase an awareness of Hashem in this world. We're here to live our lives, Al Kiddush Hashem. We say in Shema, V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha, Chazal say, Sheyehei Shem Shemayim Misahev Al Yadcha, that the name of heaven shall become beloved by others through you. We should live our lives in a way that brings others to love Hashem. As Chevi Garfinkel puts it, we all work for Kiddush Hashem Incorporated. And Hashem gives us whatever tools we need to complete our mission. Maspia l'chol chai ratzon. If I don't have something, it means I don't need it to complete my tafkid in my job as an employee of Kiddush Hashem Incorporated. I can still daven for it, of course. It could be Hashem is just waiting for me to ask. So yeah, daven with all your heart for whatever it is that you think you need. But keep in mind that the answer might be no if whatever it is that you're asking for would get in the way of your deepest ratzon, which is to complete your tafkid in this world of Kiddush Hashem. I know that this is easier said than done, but when we keep reminding ourselves that Hashem is running the world and He knows exactly what I need, that can help us overcome our tendency to be jealous of others. Because life is not a race. We have to remember, life is not a race. We can be happy for another's success. Someone else's success does not affect me at all. She has her job, I have my job. She has her tools, I have my tools. There's no need to compare ourselves to anyone else. Again, like I said, easier said than done. But if we can internalize this message, we'll be so much happier with ourselves and we'll be able to be happy with the success of others. There's so much talk nowadays about emunah and bitachon, so this is one of the ways we can put all that talk into action. If we can internalize the idea that life is not a race, Hashem is maspia l'chol chai ratzon, Hashem will give me whatever I need to complete my mission, I don't need to compare myself to anyone else, and it doesn't make sense to be jealous of anyone else. You know, the first time official gave out free Sunday food, I noticed something very interesting on his flyer that tied right into this message. He had a sidebar that said, please patronize the fine establishments that have remained open, offering takeout food. Click, call, or email any of the vendors below and send our warmest regards. And then he lists the name and phone number with clickable links of all his local competitors. So obviously he internalized this message that Hashem provides for all. There's really no such thing as a competitor. We're all on the same team. So again, despite being a great person and a wise person, Korach apparently lost sight of this truth and he became involved in foolishness. So let's learn from that and do our best to keep our bitachon strong so that we don't compare ourselves to others or make us much happier people. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Bye-bye.